The Red Cross is launching a missing types campaign, part of an international movement. The American Red Cross is looking to recruit new blood donors and those who have not given recently. What would your life be without any A, B, or O? They've got a neat little hashtag missing type out there. And to tell us about that, we got this morning with us from the American Red Cross, from Blood Services, Chris Rota joins us. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. It's great to be on in Cleveland.
Yeah, hey, Chris, we might be blood relatives. My mother's a Rota, so we have relations from somewhere along the line. But let's talk about the need for blood. We always talk about it, especially during summer times when the traveling takes place. The need goes up because there's people out there and maybe getting involved in accidents or injuries or something, but then also people forget to donate. So let's talk about the need and this missing types campaign. Explain it to us, if you could.
Yeah, again, thank you for having me on this morning. The Missing Types campaign is a new initiative we've just launched to really raise awareness for the need for new blood donors and maybe blood donors who haven't donated in a number of years to come back and participate to ensure that those A, Bs, and Os, which are not just letters, they're actually blood types, and to patients at hospitals in need, those types mean life. So we are launching this campaign. It launched on June 11th, and we're looking for new blood donors and, again, donors who haven't donated in a while to come back in and participate. And we're using, as you said, hopefully a rather creative and novel way to raise that awareness, and we're removing the A, Bs, and Os from corporate logos, from favorite brands, from iconic images from across the country and really around the world to raise that awareness and have people start asking questions is, you know, where do those blood types go and what happens when those blood types go missing from a hospital shelf?
You had a survey conducted, so what does the public know about these blood types or even the need for blood?
Well, unfortunately, the survey it raised some important points, and perhaps the biggest one is that the misconception that blood is needed far less frequently than it actually is. About 75% of the population believed that blood transfusions were needed maybe every 15 minutes, and some portion of the survey thought, well, maybe every hour or two. In reality, blood is needed about every 2 seconds somewhere in the United States, so it's a huge disconnect between what the public believes is the need for blood and, frankly, what it actually is.
When you say every 2 seconds, it's like that basically says there's always a continuous need for blood being used in transfusions.
Absolutely. Every 2 seconds, someone's being transfused, and to be quite honest, it's the blood that's on the shelf when somebody comes into a hospital, whether they're a trauma victim, a sickle cell patient, a cancer patient. It's blood that's sitting on the shelf that's used when they come in for their transfusion. So we need people to be active blood donors. We need them to participate in the process regularly, and we need them to come in now. As you said, the summer tends to be a very difficult time for us. People get very busy with holidays and activities, and the biggest reason we struggle in the summer is we lose high school and college donors. Those donors tend to be out of session. So summer becomes a very difficult time, and we're really counting on this Missing Types campaign to bolster our inventories as we head into the summer months.
Chris, you have A, B, and O. Is there also an AB?
There is. There's A, B, and O, and AB types. They all encompass the letters A, B, and O, but you're absolutely correct. We have type A, type B, type O, and type AB.
Can you tell us what the difference is between some of these? Why does it matter?
Well, it matters because if you're a type O blood donor, for instance, you're the universal donor, and your blood can go to anybody who needs it. So an A can take a type O, a B can take a type O, and an AB can take a type O. If you're an AB recipient or an AB donor, then your blood can only go to AB recipients. So it really matters when it comes to being transfused and the compatibility of those units of blood for very different patients. So it's not, we can't just have any individual type. We need all blood types, which is why we always talk about the need to have all blood donors participate, and that we're always in need of every blood donation when it comes to making sure that hospital patients get what they need.
We are talking this morning with the American Red Cross President of Blood Services, Chris Rota. I understand you've kind of gone, also have a blood donor app. What can you tell us about that?
We do. It's actually an award-winning blood donor app. It's available in multiple formats. You can go to your favorite location and download the American Red Cross blood donation app, and we make it really easy for people to schedule their appointments. There's no excuses. You can go on the app, put your information in, and it'll give you the nearest locations where you can go and donate blood. It has some neat features. You can track your lifetime donations. You can even find out where your blood donation went and what location it went to. So it's really got some pretty cool parts to it, and we've seen people really engaged in the app, and we've seen a lot of downloads, so it's been a real success for us. And again, it makes it very easy for people to participate. Just go onto the app and schedule your donation.
Again, if you go in, you don't know your blood type, you donate blood, how long does it take for the Red Cross to identify what type you are?
Well, it happens pretty quick. It's interesting that you mentioned blood type, because a lot of people believe that they need to know their blood type to be able to donate, and that's just not true. You don't have to know your blood type at all. You can come in and donate. We will obviously type your blood, and within a few weeks after donating, if you're using the app, it'll come up pretty quick, and you'll be able to see your blood type on the app. If you don't use the app and you just come and donate the old-fashioned way, you'll get a donor card. If you indicate you want a donor card, that plastic card that so many of our donors have cherished over the years, you can still get a donor card. It'll indicate your blood type on that as well. So we'll get back to you reasonably quickly if you know what your blood type is.
How often can we donate?
Donors for our standard whole blood donation can donate every 56 days. And again, it's important that we make good habits of having people participate as frequently as possible. But generally, it's every 56 days for blood donation.
We're talking this morning again with Chris Rota, who is with the American Red Cross. He's president of Blood Services. They've got a new campaign called the Missing Type Campaign. How did you get people like the Yankees and Oreo cookies to drop their letters in their logos? What did that take for them to participate?
Yeah, it's been great. The response from many iconic companies across the country, like, as you said, the Yankees, like Google, MasterCard, Oreo, State Farm, and many, many others. We have over 40 national brands and hundreds of local brands as well who signed up to participate. And it's a really easy ask. When you tell the story about blood donation, it's a bit of an innovative and creative ask. I think people really got energized by the campaign, the fact that it was national and international. People all over the world are participating in this campaign. It just really got people motivated to participate. So it was a pretty easy sell to companies. And again, we've had great enthusiasm and support from companies all across the United States and around the world.
Where can we find out more about this Missing Type campaign and even just about where we can go next to donate blood?
Great question. So you can go to redcrossblood.org. We have a Missing Types page there that people can go to, learn more about the campaign. You can download materials to participate in the campaign yourself, materials for people to use on social media. We love people to tweet out and use the missing type hashtag. We love people to remove the letters from their name on their social media sites. You can also call us at 1-800-RED-CROSS. In both those locations, you can also schedule appointments to donate. And that's obviously really the most important thing about the campaign, is not just to raise awareness, but it's to get people to take action and come in and donate, schedule an appointment to donate as soon as they can.
You mentioned how with summertime you kind of hit a little bit of a low because you lose out on some college students and that. Do those people become lifelong blood donors, or is there a point where they kind of disconnect from having done what they did during their younger years?
Yeah, that's a great question. We tend to be very successful in high schools, as you can imagine. A lot of students like to hop out of class for a little while and go donate blood. We're also very successful in colleges. We've been successful over the years. We get a lot of college students to participate. We do struggle staying connected with those donors after they leave high school and college, not just because they tend to use their social media type locations to be able to connect with us, but when they get busy, people get out of college, they get busy in their personal lives, just maybe start new jobs, and they tend to have blood donations fall off their plate for a little while. And we start to pick those donors back up again as they mature a little bit in their careers, and we happen to show up at maybe perhaps their place of business or their place of worship or community center or something like that, and we tend to gather them back. But there is a bit of a window of time between high school and college and their professional careers that we struggle getting those donors back to participate. Again, hopefully this campaign is one of those things that will raise awareness and people will understand. If you're not donating, this campaign is aimed particularly at you. You are the missing type, and we very much like new donors and donors who haven't donated in a while to come back in and participate.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing all the good information, Chris.
Great. It's been great to be on. Thank you, guys.
Chris Rota, the president of Blood Services for the American Red Cross, joining us from Washington, D.C. Again, every 2 seconds, someone in the U.S. needs blood.